Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning.
Hey there, cats. Getting to Mike Coughlin here, doing a show because we're walking dogs. I'm bored and I got 20 minutes to kill. So I thought, if I can kill 20 minutes, so can you, right? It's beautiful, 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 beautiful Saturday morning. The heat here in Chicago is not yet oppressive, and therefore, Puggles are enjoying their a rare morning constitutional. I'm killing time in a few short hours, probably by the time some of you have gotten to listen to this, if not after you've, after you've listened to it, or before, whatever. I'll be competing in the one of the bigger jiu-jitsu tournaments, really, you can almost argue, in the world, just because it depends on how many you consider big. The summer open here in Chicago, the IBJJF, the highest jiu-jitsu organization, like the most recognized, prestigious, whatever. Whenever guys win world championships, they win the IBJJF tournament. In the Chicago, you know, it's a major city. And I would say in the United States, once you get past, like, you know, the Pan American Games, World Championships, shit like that, as far as regional tournaments, you know, anybody can from around the world can compete. Chicago is up there with any of them. You know, your Chicago Open and your New York Open and, you know, Boston, some of those. But Chicago is a major, major, major hub. And a first for me, it. IBJJF, I'm going to be competing at such 190 pounds. In the gi, it's 195. No gi, it's 188. They are day of weigh-in, so you don't cut weight or anything like that. I usually go at 175, but my team had enough people competing at that weight, and I just thought, what the hell, let's give it a shot, move up, don't have to worry about my diet, be a little more full and all that shit. And so here I am. There's no reason I should lose. The size is fine, but I actually have a jiu-jitsu style that can work very, very big, very well against bigger guys. Unless they're wrestlers. You know, but wrestlers of any size are always going to give me problems. They're going to give anybody like me problems. But big guys, I tend to have a little more room to maneuver underneath them. Guys my size, you would think, that's the best matchup. In some respects, it is. I mean, it is. Give me somebody that's between 170 and 180 pounds, which is my real weight. And, you know, if basically I have two styles that I play, both of them half guard games, it really just depends on if I come out with if I go one way or the other with my half guard, if I go straight underneath them or out to their side. Essentially whether I can get up on my side with an underhook like you've seen in MMA, and I stand up into a single leg and use that to take people down for a sweep, and from there, my passing game is always the same. Or if I use a variation of a deep half where I kind of lure them in, get their weight completely distributed on top of me, use that to elevate them and kind of bridge over, I tend to end up in the full guard from there as opposed to half guard. Lucas Leite is the guy who's style most resembles my primary style, the out-the-side single-leg takedown style. This is what I'm good at, so I've always done. Bigger guys, yeah, they can be more of a bitch to get that, I'll call it the single-leg style of half-guard on. But they tend to give a little more space for the deep half, what I'm going to call, for people that don't, you know, follow jiu-jitsu really tight, having the guy sit on the style of half-guard. And that one, people also don't practice nearly as much. It's a little more, I don't want to say tricky, it's just not as conventional. And even against wrestlers, you know, they come out the side single leg, a wrestler knows how to stop a single leg. I can still get the sweeps often, but it's not as easy. The get underneath them style, again, wrestlers, most people aren't used to that. It's almost a trap where, if you're looking at it, until the very last second, they're essentially, it looks like they're dominating. It's just, and then I just shift my hips just a little bit. So anyways, I have to just talk myself through. I have no reason to be nervous. This should be one of my last tournaments at this skill level. Adult, master one, blue belt, whatever, shit. I've been doing this for a couple of years now. I've basically meddled at every tournament I've ever done in the past couple of years, with the exception of one tournament where I was sick the whole week and still just did it because I already paid. Ironically, that was a tournament that I competed at 190. and I was doing well until I just gassed out because it wasn't like I got tired, winded. I just, my arms burned out. And that one I really do think was a function of just being sick all week. But here I am, and I got the pre-match jitters, if you will. It's a two-day tournament. Today, Saturday, is the gi portion. There's 12 people in my division. It's a pretty big division. Big enough for me, at least. I don't have a bye or anything like that, which is fine. I'd rather just get in there. Again, I've meddled in eight-person divisions and things like that, too, so it shouldn't be an issue. But there's just this part of me that just, I don't know. And tomorrow's the gi, less people in the division. Come on. And my game always worked better in no-gi. Did I say tomorrow's Sunday is the no-gi? Which shouldn't make any sense because I don't have a wrestling background. I should do better in gi. But for whatever reason, I tend to just do a lot better in no-gi. Maybe because when I first started jiu-jitsu, it was all no-gi oriented. It may be because no-gi guys are not as technical. And so my technique, because I am a technical grappler, can kind of close the gap a little. I don't know. Stop sniffing poop. But yeah, but anyways, again, I medal all the time. You know, I've won medals and golds and all this shit at every weight from 150, 160, 170, 175, 180. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm going up 20 pounds past my real natural weight class. If I was super, I mean, if I was ripped, maybe I could make it down to 162. I don't think so anymore. Like, all I ever do anymore is just go to the gym, eat lots of protein. I just keep putting on size. The whole, oh, you can just lose weight. Well, the older you get, the tougher it is to lose weight. Welcome to that world, kids. Enjoy your old age. But again, just some part of me just, I should be fine. I do well in tournaments. Whenever I'm at practice, there's basically nobody that I ever really roll with where I think, "Gow, that guy just outclasses me." With the exception of people that should, high-level browns and blacks. But you know, most people bigger than me, it doesn't really seem to matter. I mean, there's been times lately when I've been training, like I've just been in the zen mode at ease. I feel great. But maybe it's because I don't care. I don't know. I just can't shake this feeling like I'm not going to do well. And I don't like it. And I've had this, you know, I have this all the time. These weird self-doubts, just telling myself, I'm not doing this anymore. I hate this. This sucked. Usually I get this on tournaments where I actually cut weight. It's part of the reason I stopped basically cutting water weight. Because I would just spend a couple of hours just before weigh-ins, just really, really hating life. It just sucks. I don't like doing this. And I say all this because I think that a lot of what I'm experiencing is similar to what fighters and such real athletes go through. These weird doubts, and then you go out there, and as soon as it starts, like, you don't. Again, I've had doubts before, and I don't know. But I always just have this sensation. Some guys, you know, they train really hard and they can't wait for the fight. I can't wait for the fight, the match to be over. Like, I look forward to Monday. I look forward to knowing that I can eat something and not worry about how it'll affect my performance at something months from now. And again, I wasn't eating for dieting purposes so much as I was eating for training purposes. You know, if I drank a lot of wine, ate a lot of fucking pizza and gyros or something like that, I'd feel like shit when I went to the gym. if I eat real clean, nothing but bananas, carrots, chicken, and water, I felt a lot better. And, you know, that's a good thing. You should want to feel physically good for most of the day, but I don't know, I kind of worked myself up, and like I said, I almost just don't want to do it. I want a way out, and that concerns me, because I'll be in a competition where there is a way out, and it's actually something I've been working at in practice, is becoming an asshole, you know, finding that killer instinct. I will literally be somebody that rolls, and when I get to a position, I tell myself, don't be a pussy. And then I do better. It actually works. If I just, you know, put a little more effort into it, a little more oomph, be a little meaner. I don't know. I mean, some said, you know, read Ronda Rousey's book. And it wasn't really Ronda so much as all the pearls of wisdom from her mother, which were really good. I think if you want to be a competitor, there's something to that mindset that her mom instilled in her. Now, I don't know if that's really the best way to raise a human being, but it's probably the best way to raise a champion. And it's, you know, there's just, Rhonda talks about, damn it, dog. I have to go fake, pretending I'm going to fake pick up your poop. You know, she would talk about how, everybody gets determined. They all look at their brackets and schedules and shit like that. And I did it just because I was kind of curious. I'm like, who are these people? I kind of like looked up some of them online. I'm like, oh, that guy looks like he's athletic. But he's a little older. If he's really athletic, then maybe he'll grapple this way or that way and shit like that. Come here, boys. And there was something, Ron herself would talk about how, you know, she'd study your opponents. It's fine. A lot of people do that. I've kind of historically not like to know what people are going to do because I can freak myself out. And I can go, oh, shit, this guy's really going to beat me. Look at him. But one of the things her mom says, who gives a shit? You don't worry about, you know, getting the easy draw or anything. You should be the monster. You should be the nightmare. You should enter every tournament with the attitude of, I'm the one that nobody wants to face. And like she would talk about how her mom would sometimes purposely not go to tournaments with her, just to teach her. No one's going to be there for you to rely on. You got to do this yourself. And, you know, we've talked it before on the show about the book and some of the shit that her mom would do, where she'd basically punish her daughter and be like, see, you ran on your broke foot, now you know you could do it. And there's a mental edge there that it does exist. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think if you lack it, you can't compete. But I definitely think that there's something to be said that the best of the best have a lot of that. And it's a personality flaw, if you will, a quirk, something about me where I have a problem with that. I am not I'm not someone that goes through a wall. I go around a wall or over the wall. When I meet adversity, I don't push back. In theory, I live my life according to jiu-jitsu principles of take their leverage and go with it. But nowadays, you know, it's a lot of guys in jiu-jitsu. It'll probably be a good attitude maybe once I'm really, really good, if I ever get really good. But I'm still at a level where simple bull strength and determination, a willingness to say, you know, just to force somebody to where you want them, can win out. And I don't have it, and I get nervous, and I am nervous, and I say, I don't want to do this, and it sucks. I wish I could do better mentally, or be happier, or healthier, or something. It's funny, like, I've been very honest and open over the years about my anxiety disorders, and I definitely, you know, I feel tons and tons of anxiety, but it's not a normal panic attack. It's one of the things that's good, I guess, that I can recognize when something is caused by external stimuli. As opposed to internal. I know it's just pre-match jitters and all this shit, but I don't know. There's just that. It's like there's 12 dudes. Am I better than 12? I should be. You know, if I rolled with all of them a couple days a week for a couple of months, I feel like I beat them all. Sam, come here. Weird ass dog going around. And yet I just, like I say, it's not even just doubt, it's I hate it. It's funny because, like, I some people hate training. Yeah, there's a squirrel up a tree. Big deal. And I understand that. I enjoy the training aspect of it. And yet, it's this fucking damned if you do, damned if you don't catch 22 thing. I like to train, and the harder I train, the happier and healthier I am. The better I eat, the less I drink, the more active I am. My life is better when I regularly train as much as basically my body can allow me to train. And I'm pretty, I feel pretty physically good, except for my right elbow, which I hyperextended about a month ago. Still a little tweaked. It doesn't cause me real issues. And it won't in a tournament. It just, in practice, it made me a little more susceptible either to tap out or to not use it. But yeah, if I don't have a tournament, I don't train as hard. And if I don't train as hard, I'm not as happy. And yet, it's these tournaments that they make me miserable like this. And then I'll feel good if I win. There's a great victory in winning, but I don't know. It's not winning that I care about so much as it is not losing. I don't know. It's like I expect to lose. And some of us, I've had shit luck at times in the past couple of years. Like, life hasn't exactly been great with the divorce and the deaths and all that stuff. But, I don't know, it's something just weird about it. Like I say, I just can't shake the feelings, and I hate it. I don't want to do this, and then, yeah, I'll do it again. I'll sign up for a tournament in probably October and November again. I haven't done one since last November, just due to timing and such. Because I did a bunch, and then, and it's funny, like, the last tournament I did was my best ever. You know, I was going, actually, in theory, if you will, up a skill level, and I did multiple weight classes, and double silver, and all this stuff, and, like I said, it was my best tournament. And it's funny, you would think that winning the gold medals would be my best tournaments, and that was actually the ones where I get, like, double silver. Or even some bronze. Like I've been more proud of bronze medals because of a deeper competition, deeper field than I have been of gold medals. Because sometimes you win a gold medal and there's been three guys in your bracket. You win maybe two matches. And I'd almost rather win a bronze medal going 2-1 or 3-1 than a gold going 2-0. And I don't know. Again, like a lot of it's just I sit around right now. I got nothing to do. The good thing about IBJJF is they give you a schedule. They said you're going to be on between 1 and 2, basically. And so you know what time you're going to compete, which is good because a lot of tournaments you show up at, you know, 9 a.m. and you wait around. It can be 4:30 before you go. You can't break a sweat. You can't get warmed up. So some of the walking the dogs here was to kind of get loosened up a little. I don't know. It's a 20-minute walk. I already feel a little sweat going. Thank you, Chicago Heat, which has gotten better. I should say warmer. Not better. Certainly not better. But, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, this is some rambling. I expect the show to be up soon. I don't know if it'll be up before or after the tournament. Probably actually after, now that I think about it, because... I don't know. Just maybe. But, yeah. Thanks, I guess, for listening. Until next time, I'm Mike Coughlin, and I'll see you in a good fight.
Star man before the internet. I'm damn sure a 5-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.